Tales from the Truth is here. Is there an explanation for what my child said? It's creeping me out. And other stories from the thread. Last spring, when my son was 3 years old, we drove by a big white church. This church is one that we pass often driving around town. It's also the place of his current preschool, but at the time, he attended a different preschool and had never stepped foot in or talked about the big white church. So we drove by one day, and he said, "Oh, there's the church where I ate cereal in." My husband and I looked at each other and said, "What do you mean? We've never been there before." We asked some additional questions, but he didn't really answer. However, he was very adamant about being there and eating cereal. This happened during a very difficult time in our lives. My father-in-law was on hospice and dying of cancer. For weeks, we were up and back in my in-law's house, this church being along the route. He said it a few more times and then never mentioned it again. Fast forward to today, he currently attends preschool at said church. He's been going there since September and we love it. It's a Christian one though, we aren't very religious, and anyway, I got the monthly newsletter and it mentioned that next month is a pajama day where the kids wear pajamas and eat cereal. I told my son and asked him if he remembered eating cereal there before. He said no and had no recollection of saying that he did. Is there an explanation for this? It gives me chills when I think about it. More stories from the thread. While reading a book to my 3-year-old daughter last week, she saw a picture of a little girl jumping into a lake doing a cannonball. She immediately got really excited and interrupted me saying, "I could do that when I was a man. I was 46 years old." It was the strangest thing. I asked her a little more, but she didn't have anything else to say about it. When my son was 3, I was showing him pictures of Astroworld, the old Six Flags theme park that used to be in Houston. He was having a blast laughing at the 90s punk hardcore fashion my friends and I were sporting in the pics, until we get to a picture of the Texas Cyclone, a large wooden roller coaster. At one point, it was the biggest one in the state for sure. "I don't like that roller coaster. It's too bumpy. Headache." Astroworld closed 7 years before he was born. He wasn't wrong. It was rattly as shit, so I asked him about it and how he knew. As nonchalantly as possible, he goes, "I rode it when I was big and ran off to get a toy." I have 2 children, a son and a daughter. Almost a year before my daughter was born, my son, 2 at the time, and I were at a library together. We were having a quiet moment. He was playing with some toys in the kids section, and I was zoning out a little watching him. All of a sudden, he straightened up like he was listening to something and said something that utterly floored me. "What's that?" "It's my baby sister calling. She says she'll be here soon." My blood froze. We had not talked to him about having a baby. We were, however, trying for a second child. My wife then told me 2 days later that she was pregnant. I responded, "I know," and told her the story. And 9-ish months later, my son's baby sister came, true to her word. At 4, when we were leaving my great-grandma's house, I told my parents I was sad because we were never going to see great-grandma again. When they asked why, I said she was going to die. She died like a week later. She wasn't ill and lived in her own home. My 4-year-old told me, "Grandpa doesn't like my haircut," and many other things after my grandfather died. She seemed to talk to him a lot for a few months. We also often have things fall off the shelf and asked if it was my grandpa and if it was to please stop scaring us. Then, it only happened once more. I also remembered my past life at 3 and 4 and would talk about it often and how I was a boy and I was a cowboy. I also would tell my parents about the gray place I was born before I was born, the place where I waited to be born. I think young kids are able to see in ways that we cannot. My son tells me all the time that he chose me to be his mommy when he was in my tummy because I'm pretty. He also, maybe when he was 4, told me that he used to be a grandpa. He said that he had 10 grandchildren, then proceeded to name them off in Chinese. I don't speak Chinese, and neither does anyone else I know. It really creeped me out.